With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. State Senator Billy Sutton is against restricting which facilities students who are transgender could use in South Dakota schools. Sutton is running for governor in 2018 as a Democrat. He says in a statement that such laws are, quote, a solution in search of a problem, unquote. Lawmakers have previously proposed limiting which school facilities students who are transgender could use. Current GOP Governor Dennis Dugard has opposed those efforts. The two top Republicans currently in the governor's race disagree with Sutton and Dugard. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley and Congresswoman Kristi Noem offered support for the idea this week. The number of fatal crashes at this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in the Black Hills has risen to 6. The State Department of Public Safety says the crashes have killed people from South Dakota, Texas, Maryland, Utah, and Indiana. There were 2 fatal accidents in the same time period as at last year's rally. The 10-day rally ends on Sunday. A ceremony set for Monday in Pierre will honor more than 50 South Dakota veterans who served in Taiwan during a portion of the Cold War. Officials from the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office will present the U.S. ROC Mutual Defense Commemorative Badge to thank the 52 veterans for their service to the East Asian nation. The veterans served there between 1955 and 1979. Larry Zimmerman is South Dakota's Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He says it has been an honor to work with Taiwanese officials to coordinate the event. The event is set for 1 o'clock Monday at the Ramkota Conference Center in Pierre. Forecast for the rest of today, increasing clouds West River with a chance of afternoon storms in the far west, highs from 75 to 85. Mostly cloudy with a chance of storms West River tonight, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms in central South Dakota, mainly after midnight, clouds increasing in the east tonight, lows from 55 to 60. More news available at listen.sdpb.org. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.